This article appeared in the fall 2009 issue of UU World magazine and is available online at uuworld.org. Blog Roundup by Christopher L. Walton. Many people discuss Unitarian Universalism and UU World stories on blogs. Find links to the blog entries mentioned below by visiting uuworld.org. Click Current Issue, then select Blog Roundup. Several blogs responded to UU World Summer Issue. Religious educator Carrie Kopnick was dismayed by the news that UU World would no longer publish UU and Me, a four-page insert for children produced by the Church of the Larger Fellowship. From the editor, Summer 2009. See its replacement, Families. Weave a Tapestry of Faith in this issue. It was a wonderful resource for many, many families for years, Kopnick wrote at Chalice Spark. You made a real difference in my life and the lives of lots of us. ChaliceSpark.blogspot.com, May 21st. At Kumbaya, commenter Diggett responded to our cover story about Unitarian Universalists in Kenya. Here is a group that almost denies the existence of homosexuality, although it lives with AIDS on a daily basis, and which embraces polygamy. Yet we are considering an outreach to it because of its acceptance of the message of universalism. I predict this will be a thorn in our side. The African Anglican Communion has brought little joy to American Episcopalians. Kumbaya.blogspot.com, June 3rd. The Reverend Thomas Perchlick, responding to several articles in the summer issue, observed, "Even if a candidate for the UUA presidency tells us we are the religion for our time, the fact is that most of us do not think we are a religion, but either a smorgasbord of religions or something that enhances the flavor of religion cooked up somewhere else." Thomas Perchlick, that's P-E-R-C-H-L-I-K, .wordpress.com, June 8th. Linguist friend, a contributor to the Chalice blog, liked many things about UUA President William G. Singford's fall 2008 column, but disagreed with Singford's suggestion that UUs should get over their discomfort with saying the Lord's Prayer at interfaith events. "It strikes me as illegitimate to adopt the forms of a worship in which one does not believe, outside of cases of compulsion or some extreme pastoral situations," linguist friend wrote. "An alternative is simply to be silent and wait for something in which one can more comfortably share." ChaliceChick.blogspot.com, July 8th. Many UU bloggers provided an on-site commentary about the General Assembly in June. The Reverend Dan Harper, Doug Mooder, and Sarah Robinson wrote for UUA.org's General Assembly blog, blogs.uua.org/GA2009, while Christopher L. Walton and Sonia L. Cohen provided daily news coverage at uuworld.org's GA blog, uuworld.org/news/GA. Two delegates from the Church of the Larger Fellowship reported daily at CLF Delegates Notes, infopubs@blogspot.com. For links to blog commentary about the UUA presidential election, the General Assembly's narrow rejection of a revision of the UUA's principles and purposes, and the Assembly's decision not to vote on a statement of conscience on peacemaking this year, see uuworld.org's July 6th and July 13th editions of The Interdependent Web, uuworld.org/blogs/web. Magazine coverage of GA begins on page 37. At GA, the UUA introduced a new public witness campaign called Standing on the Side of Love, which features a lively web presence at standingonthesideoflove.org. At his personal blog, the Reverend Dan Harper criticized the campaign slogan and visuals, danielharper.org /blog, July 6th. Elsewhere in the blogosphere, actress and political activist Jane Fonda wrote about her faith as a work in progress and credited the Reverend Forrest Church, a Unitarian Universalist minister and frequent UU World contributor, for the observation that God is not God's name. JaneFonda.com, June 10th. Finally, keep up with UU World via Facebook, facebook.com/UUWorld, or Twitter, twitter.com/UUWorld. Traffic Report, Top 10 Online. Most frequently visited stories on UUWorld.org, April 6th through July 5th, 2009. 1. Assembly of a Lesser God by Doug Mooter, September 22, 2008. 2. General Assembly blog by Christopher L. Walton and Sonia L. Cohen, June 2009. 3. The Interdependent Web by Christopher L. Walton and Kenneth Sutton, our weekly blog about UU blogs. 4. The Church Board and the Illuminati by Meg Barnhouse, May 4, 2009. 5. Carolyn McDade's Spirit of Life by Kimberly French, Fall 2007. 6. Imagineers of Soul by Christine Robinson, Spring 2009. 7. Holding the Center Against Sectarianism and Secularity by Doug Mooter, Spring 2009. 8. Unitarian Universalists in the Media by Sonia L. Cohen, our weekly blog about news. 9. Utah, A Great Place to Be a Unitarian Universalist by Donald E. Skinner, May 4, 2009. And 10. Bare Naked Church Ladies by Jane Greer, October 3, 2005. Christopher L. Walton is the editor of UU World. UU World is the magazine of the Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations. This recording is made possible by the UUA Department of Communications and the UUA Accessibilities Office. I'm Dick Hill. I'm an audiobook narrator, and my website is www.dickhill.com.